This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Molly, let me ask you about Hillary Clinton. When she speaks, is that good for her campaign or bad, no matter what the topic?
I think it depends. I don't think it is the case that every time she opens her mouth, she makes things worse. And I wish she would hold a press conference. I think that whether or not she got herself into further trouble with her answers to questions, it would be refreshing to see her facing the press and answering questions. And, you know, she's playing a very conventional campaign strategy where you spend your August fundraising and then you assume that the campaign engages in full after Labor Day. So I think it's safe to assume that we will see more of her doing public events and giving speeches after Labor Day.
Well, Scott, after all, I mean, she did make room, got a different media can come with her. I mean, all this time, the media has not been allowed on the same, the same plane. It's been, she's been at best distance, if not a total avoidance. Any interviews that she's done have been kind of one-on-one. She hasn't had a press conference in over 73-74 days, but who's counting? And, Molly says, hey, it's going to be different. You know, we've got the new reinvented Hillary Clinton's going to be, more friendly and connected. But, I think her handlers understand that, she's got weaknesses. And when she's doing a press conference, it doesn't bode well, although it's going to be interesting with this kind of pre-debate thing with Matt Lauer that's going to be coming up with her and Donald Trump one-on-one, and that'll be a little preview of what's about to happen here. So, the media is doing everything they can to, give her cover, and clearly that is the case. And as we mentioned earlier, and as we talked with Bruce Kaufman as well, the media has done what they could to, kind of engineer this whole election. I mean, they've really turned it into, they talk about, Trump being reality TV. I mean, as best that they can do, they've turned it into a reality TV affair and making up stories about Trump. In fact, here recently, I don't know if you saw this or not, but, kind of an example, the anti-Trump media coverage. It happened to be caught on tape when Reuters ordered its cameraman to cut live footage of Trump receiving praise from the African-American bishop, Wayne T. Jackson, in Detroit. They said, shut it down, you know. So it has just become, so obvious that they're doing everything they can to, try to level the playing field, for Hillary Clinton and level it in such a way that with her unlikables being what they are, they've got to make Trump as unlikable as possible, whether it has to do with seeing the president of Mexico, that absolutely drove them nuts that he went down by invitation with the president of Mexico. And, of course, the president of Mexico, he kind of panicked, it seemed like, according to reports that we're getting back from Jeff Sessions and from Rudy Giuliani, is they had an agreement that they weren't going to talk. I mean, they knew that this was an issue and they weren't going to talk about, about the wall and, have it be an issue. And, of course, what happens is the president of Mexico is under so much heat by his own journalist, he can't help himself. He's got to throw out a tweet to give himself cover. And Trump follows up his meeting with the president and does what Trump does and, of course, holds the position. Again, people want something different, but for some reason they're being led to believe that Trump is not the different guy, that he's too crude. Well, the problem is what we've been living with here in America is very crude. You know, I mean, are you happy with anything that's going on, whether you talk about your health care, whether you talk about jobs, whether you talk about immigration, when we talk about national security? Oh, yeah, let's talk about the deficit, you know, $19 trillion. I mean, if that isn't crude, I don't know what is. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are, America. According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone, and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. We've got to stop, huh? Are we going to look around? You got to consider, observe what is happening to our country. Are you willing to do something about it? I mean, Dede Wiedekind was, you know, she used her talents and gifts to write a song to encourage America, to get united. I mean, all the good things that happen in this country is when we're focused and keep our eye on the ball. Yes, there's always going to be factions. That's okay. You know, that needs to happen. You know, we love the disparity. That is the freedom of speech at work. It's what makes America greater, is when we have these diverse views. As they say, if you have somebody else in the room with the same ideas you have, that's a bit redundant, and one of you is unnecessary. It's necessary that we have these divergent views, and we're serious about attacking them. And I say attacking them in a way that solves the problem, not just exercise ourselves up in some emotional frenzy that is going nowhere fast. You know, let's do something about this that, you know, can right the ship and make it, you know, make it work for all Americans. I mean, clearly, I think we can all agree. I say all, 7 out of 10. I mean, that's close to all, you know, the way I look at the numbers, can agree that America is on the wrong track. So, you know, what are we going to do about it? Okay. Are we just going to sit there and just watch time, you know, go by, or are we going to actually do something about it? Hey, real quick, I just thought it's been a while since I reminded you of Mary Claire Kendall's book. You know, we had a chance to talk to her last week, and wow, you know, it was great to talk with her again. You know, when you talk about the legends of Hollywood, like Gary Cooper and Lana Turner and Bob Hope, you know, they had it all, you would think, you know, glamour, wealth, fame, you know. So what did they need God for? Well, everything, as it comes down to it, you know, at the end of the day and at the end of your life, you realize, you go, hey, maybe there's something more to this life. Well, Mary Claire Kendall's book, Oasis: Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends, she talks about 12 fascinating stories of Hollywood legends and iconic figures. It is a must-read page-turner. You know, it makes a great present, too. So why not check it out? Go to Amazon.com and check out her book, Oasis: Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends. Well, with us right now is Josh Kaplan. He's the founder and editor-in-chief of Vessel News, which is on a mission to redefine the conservative media narrative by combining news coverage of the forces in America today, anti-establishment, conservative politics, and technological innovation. Kaplan is currently aiming to crowdfund $50,000 on Indiegogo, and you can go to the website there and participate in the crowdfunding efforts. Josh, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. You talk about redefining the conservative media narrative. Break it down for our audience. What exactly does that mean?
Well, right now what we see in the conservative media is a bias towards news that is focused towards the 50-60-plus age demographic. What we're trying to do is bring conservatism, redefine it, make it fresh, innovative, dynamic, and digestible for millennials. So anyone between the age of 18 and 35, we're trying to focus on two of the most transformative forces in America right now, which is anti-establishment conservative politics, and then bridging the gap as to how all of those policy prescriptions actually translate into the real world, which now we see Silicon Valley as being the apex of change in America.
Right. Well, Josh, congratulations on your vision. It is a challenge that lies ahead, as you know. I think going, in your favor is millennials. At least what I'm able to determine and observe is that they really are interested in the truth, even though they've been indoctrinated. I think if you want to really upset somebody, is let them, come to the conclusion that what they have been taught and what they've been trained to believe isn't necessarily so. But the challenge is to get the facts in front of them. But I found that with millennials, once you give them the empirical data, and because they don't like to argue for something that has no veracity at the end of the day. At least that's been my experience. What are you seeing?
Well, we're in agreement here. The consensus among those that believe that conservatives are not exactly necessarily millennials. I think that young people only care about what Barack Obama is up to is just categorically false. Millennials are equipped with the most data in human history. Today's millennials have more information at their fingertips than kings did 200, 300 years ago. So the notion that millennials are not focused on politics and specifically conservatism. For me, as a millennial, I've always thought about conservatism as the political ideology that you hold on to once you've read the facts. The default variation is liberalism in all the different shades. It's easy to just say, I don't care about this. Let everybody do what they want. But once, as you had alluded to earlier, once you start drilling down into the facts, that's when you see millennials start to turn towards conservatism. And the way that we think about Vessel News and the content that we put out there is we're trying to focus on stories that are centralized around technology as for how we obtain the information. So we just put out a story recently. Trump went down to Mexico, triumphed a brilliant leak there. What we did was we woke up that morning and we said, well, how many people on Twitter are really upset about this visit? So we typed in Trump kill Mexico in the search bar, and we got hundreds of tweets from young Americans and people from all over the world hoping and praying that Trump gets assassinated during his visit. We ripped all of those tweets off. We put it into a story. We wrote it up. We sent it off to Jim Hoff from Gateway Pundit. He cited our story in his coverage. So what we're trying to do is gear news towards millennials that are relevant to the tools and technologies that they're using on a daily basis.
Wow, that's brilliant. Well, Josh, the thing that I am finding as well with millennials is they've kind of shied away from the mainstream media and the media that America is giving them. So what you're doing, I think, is an answer for them, because what I find is a lot of millennials are looking overseas to get the information because they feel that the information they're getting here from the mainstream media is one-sided, prejudiced, and a bit hollow.
Absolutely. We're in agreement on this. So two points that I want to make. The first thing is that Vessel News just posted a story of the Naira Kalis who went out and protested in France with her constituents against the migrant camp. This was from Russian television, an interview that was done just moments ago. We took the video, we posted it online, not a peep from the mainstream media. This is not something that's going to enter into the thought process of the producers over at CNN. But the way that we think about news, and this is the second point, is that the paradigm between the mainstream media and the alternative media is an old paradigm that the mainstream media has propagated. The media, to me, in Vessel News, is supposed to be about truth, about imparting wisdom, knowledge, and to educate. So the way I look at it now is
Well, Josh, we only got about 20. We only got about 10 seconds. Real quick, I want you to give people the link to be connected with you, and we're going to have you back. We need to have you here on Bill Martinez Live more regularly. What's the link, real quick?
Absolutely, www.vesselnews.io.
Josh Kaplan on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Josh. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
When I met you in the summer, heartbeat sound.
Join us online at WillMartinezLive.com.
Well, however you join us, America, thank you for joining the team to do what we can to get this country back on track. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're coming to you live from Maui, Hawaii, And our next guest, I love, you know, when he coined the term free market environmentalism. What a novel concept that we would let the free market do what it naturally does on any level, but particularly as it relates to the environment. Well, R.J. Smith is who we're talking about, senior fellow in the environmental policy at the National Center for Public Policy Research, a position he's held since mid-2005. He also serves as director of the Center for Private Conservation, a group that researches and publicizes private conservation and stewardship on private lands in the U.S. and abroad. And he's the perfect one to be talking about the latest pen swipe and telephone call that our president has done in order to take over some land. Oh, yes, here in Hawaii and also in Maine. Robert Smith, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. It's good to be on your show again, Bill.
Hey, always good to have you on with us. So the president, I guess he must have got bored or something, you know, and decided that he hadn't used his pen and phone for a while, but what he did in exercising, you know, an old act from 1906 is take out of circulation a lot of land, not only in Maine, but also in Hawaii, right?
Absolutely. And it's really frightening the way the recent presidents have been using this 1906 Antiquities Act, which itself is now antiquated and mm-hmm. no longer necessary in
right.
for any way whatsoever. I mean, what it was supposed to do, this bill was supposed to protect, you know, very delicate little areas like an archaeological ruin, an ancient Indian site, or a specific little area back in the turn of the century when mm-hmm. there was nobody out there, when most of the country, and particularly most of the West, was uninhabited. And so there was no way to protect these areas, and they thought this is how they would do it.
Yeah, last time I checked, we had 50 states, right? So why wouldn't the states take over that responsibility?
Well, the states could easily do it, and the private sector could do it too. And if Indians were given the authority, they could certainly take care of and manage their own Indian sites very well, and do it with far more sensitivity than the federal government ever could.
Well, I was saying earlier to one of your colleagues, you know, Dr. Bonner Cohen, that Tulsi Gabbard, I'm here in Hawaii, and I just cannot believe that she would stand for a takeover of land here in Hawaii. I mean, that is a contention with people even to this day, you know, what has happened to the island here and how outsiders have come in and taken over property. And now you've got the first Hawaiian president, so to speak, in Barack Obama, doing this to his own people and his own land. I got to believe this is going to be terribly unnerving for them.
Well, I think so. I know that a number of leading Native Hawaiians have spoken out against this massive designation of an expansion of the Northwestern Hawaiian Islands Monument. Former Hawaiian senator has spoken out against it. Former Hawaiian governor has spoken mm-hmm. out against it, too. I mean, this is a gigantic, staggering, mind-bogglingly large area. It was expanded. It was created 10 years ago by President George W. Bush, mm-hmm. and it was 140,000 square miles. And Obama just expanded it by 442,000 square miles, 600,000 square miles of land and
wow.
water, which is larger than the size of the states of California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Nevada, and Arizona, the whole western United States. I mean, it's a mind-boggling area mm-hmm. where people can't do anything anymore. You can't fish, you can't explore for minerals, you can't explore for energy, you can't do anything.
I mean, it's kind of crazy what's happening out here in the Pacific. I mean, you got the Chinese building military bases way off of their border, and now you got, you know, land being taken over by this president. And, you know, what kind of impact is this going to have on the local people in terms of, you know, their way of life and jobs and that sort of thing?
Well, it's certainly going to have something to do with the commercial fishing industry in the area. I know that the fishermen out there are very worried about this, and this is one of the reasons so many of the Hawaiian leaders also spoke out against this, the impact it would have on the fishing industry. Now, I know some people said, I was on a talk show the other night, mm-hmm. and the host said, oh, well, they already caught their quota for this year, big eye tuna.
Yeah.
Well, that's beside the fact. What it means now is they'll never be able to catch their quota again because they'll never be able to fish anymore.
Exactly.
They'll be able to fish next year or the year after that or the next 10 years or the next 100 years. I mean, this is all being set aside as if, you know, man is an evil, immoral presence on the planet.
Mm-hmm. And again, the problem that I have with this, especially in light, you know, of what we've talked about before, RJ, and this free market environmentalism, I mean, this is an overreach by this president. All we can hope is that somebody else comes into office and can reverse, you know, some of this insanity that's going on.
Right. And it's particularly sad to see what happened up in Maine. I mean, Maine has been famous. The North Maine woods, there are about 3.5 million acres of forest up in northern Maine that are all owned privately. It's a huge mix of big corporations, small families, individuals who all own this intermixed land up there.
Mm-hmm.
And what they have done over the years is they have managed it both for production of forest resources, for timber, for jobs for people, for taxes for the community, and they've provided recreational opportunities for the public. For a small fee, you can come in and have a campsite, you can have a fire ring, there are places to launch canoes, you can hunt, you can fish, you can birdwatch, you can hike, you can kayak, canoe, all these kind of things. So it's essentially, it's managed both for creating jobs and wealth and as recreational opportunities. Essentially, right. It's a giant private park, and this is how things should be done.
Exactly.
What has happened is the Greens have always lusted to take over this land. They don't believe a single tree should be cut, and they just want it all. And finally, they got a wealthy woman up there by the name of Roxanne Quimby, who was the founder of this company
Burt's Bees. Right.
Yeah. And she has wanted to help the Greens take over this land. So what she did, she's quietly acquired over the years something like 87,500 acres.
Wow.
And she donated this to the National Park Service as a free gift to them, provided that Obama would then designate that immediately as a national monument and use the national monument as a way eventually of taking over all those lands up there, keep expanding it, saying that what's done on the adjacent to private timberlands harms this national monument, and find ways to just keep expanding government ownership and expanding government ownership.
Mm. Well, RJ,
it's frightening.
Okay. Yeah, and the thing is, we know that with the Greens, as you say, it does not go without its political consequence. There's something diabolical bubbling below the waters here, isn't there?
Well, I think so. I mean, I've always viewed the environmental movement as essentially a religion that does not believe in the Creator and does not believe in man. It simply believes in all the rest of the creation except for the Lord and except for man.
Mm-hmm.
It believes that, you know, bugs are more important than human beings are.
Yes.
And this is the way they act. They keep moving to empty all the lands in America, return them to no use whatsoever, except for wildlife and not for humans or not for the benefit of mankind.
And they have no understanding that the fact is that when you have mankind stewarding the land and rotating crops and churning and reaping and sowing, that's a good thing. That's what makes the world go around. But somehow they figured out a different faith and religion that is incongruous with anything that we've known to happen before. This is amazing. RJ Smith, thank you so much for being with us. The conversation will continue. It's time to repeal that Antiquities Act of 1906.
You want term life insurance? Call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough? That's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When the weather is just the way you like me, fresh every day. Good to have you along with us. 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And if you're in Alohaville, like I am here in Maui, Hawaii, a bitty early, we're here live from 3 to 6 in the morning. Hey, Dr. Ted Baer is with us right now, the CEO of Movie Guide. Ted is chairman of the Christian Film and Television Commission Ministry and director of his Family Guide to Movies and Entertainment, movieguide.org. Ted Baer, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you, sir.
Oh, it's great to be with you, and I'd love to be in Maui right now. So there you
go. Yeah, it's really nice. Well, of course, people know that our daughter had her first, gave us our first Hawaiian grandchild. She's based in Maui, and so we're here to see her and see the little guy and hug him up real good. And then then we got to head back to Florida. So we're already missing him, and we haven't he's had to stay in Oahu for a little bit of extra time, but he'll be here on Tuesday, and so we'll get a chance to love him up before we jump on a plane and head east.
I have 5 grandchildren, another on the way in Tasmania, and there was just a movie coming out. We're talking about movies, Light Between the Oceans, which is one of the most Christian movies you'll ever see in your life. And it's set in Tasmania, because Tasmania, at the foot of Tasmania, of course, you have 3 oceans come together, the Pacific, the Antarctic, and the Indian Ocean. So I go into this movie, and it's made by a friend of mine, David Heyman, and suddenly there they are, Tasmania. But it's at the end of the earth, and to get there is almost impossible. So Maui's easier.
Well, yeah, much easier. But congratulations on the addition to the Baer family. That's excellent. And speaking of which, this has been a banner year, 2016. In light of all the contention and the attack on Christians and everything that's going on, Hollywood, meanwhile, has said, hey, look, we got to turn some movies out here. Disappointing with what happened with Ben-Hur. I know that it is under-delivered. I think 15 last week. You know, they spent, what, $100 million, I think, at least putting the movie together. And it's way, way underperforming, only doing about 20, 23, 24 million.
Well, I can give you the whole background. I don't know whether you want that, but I'll tell you some good news first, because, Bill, it's always good to set the stage by telling. When we started, you know, I grew up in the industry. My parents were stars, and I was on the left, and, you know, I was anti-Christian, and somebody gave me a Bible, and I read it, and I came to Christ, and my whole life turned around, and then I went off and headed up the company that did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe on CBS television, and we had maybe one movie a year that was Christian at that time. Where then last year we were up to 55% of the movies. Then I was just speaking to the studio heads at the Variety Conference, and now it's up to 26 before December 31st. 26 movies coming out that are extremely Christian, such as The Light Between the Ocean, made by David Heyman, who's I've known since he was a little boy. His father, John Heyman, we honored a couple of years ago. He's the guy who did movies like Paddington, The Story of My Life, and he also did Harry Potter, which is not one of my favorite movies, but he's one of the biggest producers in Hollywood. So to see these guys moving, and then we just did a film class because I teach people how to do contracts and distribution. A lot of Hollywood people we get hired by the studios, and we had one of the heads of Fox and some of the top people in Hollywood, and Corbin Berenson come and teach. So we have a wonderful time seeing people's lives transformed. And so there's a lot of good news. Now, what happened with Ben-Hur is that Paramount, under the administration of a friend of mine, decided to remake some of the old epics, but they wanted to make them more broad audience and less spiritual, let's say. And by doing that, they drained all the spiritual elements out of Ben-Hur. You know, as a friend of mine who was Jewish who came over to our house at the end of the graduation, whose name is Ben-Hur Spear, he's from Iran, he was the Shah's filmmaker, said, in the first one, when Charlton Heston comes home, he touches the lintel with the, you know, with the Jewish sign in the, and he cries. And this one, he doesn't even bother. You know, there's all these spiritual moments that were missed. And then they asked Mark and Roman to come over, and they added them in. They had very little of Jesus. Now they got seven scenes of Jesus. Now they got miracles. It's actually turned into a very good film. But I think the problem was they started pre-screening it too early. And in the early version, it was a very dry and very secular version of Ben-Hur. Now, that doesn't mean that Christian films do well. They don't do well. They do extremely well. They do about 7 to 8 times more money at the box office than non-Christian films. But Ben-Hur is a tremendous disappointment. A film has to be tracking at around 90% before it opens. This film was tracking at about 18 million, and it delivered 11 million on the first weekend. So at a $100 million cost, what it has to earn at the box office is 2.5 times negative cost. That's $100 million doubled. That's $200 million plus the prints and advertising, which is another $40 million. So what you've got is it would have to make $240 million. And I don't know how it can do that. So it's a major blow, and I'm sorry to see that Paramount did this, because Paramount was started by a man who was a Christian, actually.
Well, you know, it seemed to me, just that from my perspective here, marketed, I don't know, sometimes it seems like some of these movie houses think, oh, well, you know, it's a faith-based film, and, you know, the Christians will rally naturally behind this. But if you don't tell them about it, they don't know to rally behind it, do they?
Well, we've done this for a long time. Back in 79, 80, when we did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, we had 37 million viewers, which was in a time when the country was 170 million people. Mm-hmm. So that'd be equivalent to 100 million viewers today at $10 a ticket. That would be $1 billion if it was a movie. Right. And what we did is we had every denomination, every church on board. There are 535,000 churches. We had almost every church having C.S. Lewis Sunday, Aslan Sunday, Chronicles of Narnia Sunday, depending upon whatever flavor of ecclesiology that they had. And so you had a tremendous outpouring of interest. It takes work. And I give an example, because I was just teaching at PureFlix a day for how to reach a bigger audience. And sometimes you do a lot of work, like God's Not Dead, and then sometimes you think, well, everybody's going to go to see it because they've seen the first, and you don't do as much work. And it doesn't perform. Every single time that Bill Martinez is on radio, it's work. Every time you when you broadcast anything, it's work. It
right.
takes work to get an audience, and if you sit back and rest on your laurels, it doesn't work.
Yeah, because the options are always coming up, and there's always somebody there that's willing to work a little bit harder, aren't they? Even on Labor Day.
Right. It's just like the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
There's always somebody who's going to beat you in the, you know, in the 400 meters, and you're looking and saying, "What happened here?"
Mm-hmm. Well, Ted, we talk about what else is coming up this year, because we still have some releases, faith-based movies that are coming up in the last quarter of 2016, right?
Well, there are two types of strong Christian movies. Mm-hmm. You know, like The Light Between the Oceans is done by major producers, although it's an Australian film. It's done by the wonderful Heyman family out of England, who did Paddington, and I told you all those other
mm-hmm.
films. But you've got Hacksaw Ridge coming out of Mel Gibson, which is extremely Christian, but it's a war movie, so it's also, Mel is very good at violence.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to tell everybody to run out and see it. We've seen it. I see it again on Tuesday. It's premiered to rave reviews. There's a lot of pushback in Hollywood saying, well, should we forgive Mel for what he did?
Right.
There's Sully with Tom Hanks, which
mm-hmm.
is written by a Christian, extremely Christian film. It's about the pilot who saved all those lives when he landed in
on the Hudson.
The East River. Yeah, it was the East River or the Hudson. I can't remember. But we've tracked that, and we have to interview the writer who's Christian and the stars and all that stuff. So there's a flood of these films coming out. But, you know, if you look at the name Sully, you're not going to think it's a Christian film.
Yes, there exactly.
There are a lot of films coming out of the Christian community, too, that Clear Vanished, that Star Vanished, just came and saw us yesterday. So there are Christian films coming out from the Christian community, and there are major Hollywood films with strong evangelical values coming up.
Well, we can all be encouraged by it, and I know that many are looking. They can take their families to the movies and feel secure, and knowing that all is well there. Ted, remind everybody how they can connect with Movie Guide.
If you want to know before you go, or maybe 6 months before anybody else goes, go to movieguide.org, movieguide.org, and find out. Watch mm-hmm. the previews, watch the trailers, watch our interviews with
exactly
and all that.
Dr. Ted Baer on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ted.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty, gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe,
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
And just one of the many outlets that you can join us. And thank you for coming along for the ride here. It's Bill Martinez Live, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And we remember the meaning of Labor Day with our guest, S.E. Sherman, author of the book Mercy Shot, the senior editor for DailySurge.com. S.E., always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Me on.
Hey, the importance of Labor Day, you know, considering what America is all about, what is its significance?
Well, I spent a lot of my life in a labor job. Mm-hmm. I was there for a long time before I got kind of switched over to being a senior editor and writing books and so forth. So I kind of have a soft spot in my heart for Labor Day. Mm-hmm. The roots of it are fairly interesting. They're kind of founded in the 1880s, kind of the birth of the labor movement, but I just think it's a great, great holiday to honor the working man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think sometimes, you know, it's very healthy. I agree with you that we give pause to what all has been done, particularly here in America. The work ethic, even though in spite of this growing entitlement class, which I think is an absolute mm-hmm. disaster upon the human potential, the big dreams that are lying dormant here. This is why, you know, S.E., at the end of the day, I just believe that we're, you know, the faith that I have in Americans and in the DNA of this country and its citizens, though it's been squashed, you know, through entitlement programs and social engineering by our government, mm-hmm. I just think it's an opportunity waiting to explode here. If we can get the government and, you know, they're kind of enslaving type of, you know, jury rigging of the system here, you know, America can take off again. Don't you feel the same?
Yeah, I do feel like that. There really isn't a problem with our workers. I mean, there does seem to be a growing entitlement class, but I still even have hope that there's a lot of people that love to work and love to earn an honest dollar, make a living, and there's a ton of opportunities still here. Mm-hmm. People may say that, yeah, you know, overly optimistic or part of my upbringing or something, but I do believe it's true. An interesting time with the election going on, and we've got a blue-collar billionaire up there being loved by our blue-collar folks, and by all normal reasons, he shouldn't be. It's an interesting time where we're heading right now.
Yeah. Well, I liked the way you coined that term, the blue-collar billionaire. He really is. I mean, and I think this is what's driving the mainstream media absolutely nuts, and the elites that have the ruling class of our country that would like things to just stay the course. And what's happening, and I think it's been mismeasured for over a year now. I mean, 16 candidates went up against him. And, I mean, this wasn't a slouch field. I mean, lest people forget what the Republicans had to offer, I think was the best of the best. I mean, governors and senators and, you know, business people. Well, we had a great offering of candidates for the presidency. Mm-hmm. And look who wins out.
I was talking to someone just the other day about that. We already sort of forget that field because it's, you know, it's in the past. But in here in Iowa, we had Scott Walker, which was, you know, he was a lovely governor from Wisconsin, took on the labor unions and, you know, succeeded and did all kinds of amazing things. And he was out in no time. And then it's just Trump has, he plays the media like a master. And he knows how to say things that infuriate the left and infuriate a lot of the people on the right. But somehow it rings with the a lot of the working class too. They're just tired of getting kicked in the teeth. They don't even know what he's ever going to do, but they do feel like he's going to do something, and it's going to be brash and bold, and that's okay with a lot of blue collar folks.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I think we've seen things before. I mean, for me, I've been in business most of my life, and in fact, I went through a tough period of time back in the latter 80s, early 90s. Where our organization was introduced rather harshly to the laws and rules of bankruptcy, Chapter 11s and 7s. You know, we got hit very hard by it. But in retrospect, I can look back and see, you know, what happened with these organizations. You know, the ones particularly that, you know, filed Chapter 11, which said, look, we're not ready to die yet. You know, we want to live for another day. So what do? You know, they get leadership that comes in that makes the hard decisions that the existing leadership, for whatever reason, they just had too much ownership. They just could not make. But you bring an outsider who comes in, looks at it with a different set of eyes, and the businesses live another day. And I believe this is where our country is at. If we ever needed a bankruptcy-type CEO, it is now. I mean, here's the opportunity to get some fresh eyes on the situation and look at it from a business perspective and, you know, right the ship. I mean, when you've got, you know, we had a senator that did his annual waste book, you know, Tom Coburn, and he talked about over $400 billion in duplicative waste. I mean, that was before congressmen, presidents, everything else. Nobody was willing to look at it. They just let it pass on through. So, you know, it's almost like what Trump is saying is, what do you got to lose anyway, right?
Yeah, he has literally said that a few times. And it rings true. It does get him out of saying exactly what he's going to do, but he does have that mentality, that outside mentality, somewhat like you just brought up the bankruptcy mentality. I can relate to all that. I was the general contractor building homes in 08 when the market took a little tumble there. And it's scary times for guys. And you do have to slash and burn. Some don't make it, but then the ones that do are going to have to change what they were doing.
Exactly.
And we're definitely at a place like that. And Hillary is definitely not a slash and burn. She's going to be hooking things up to the old trough.
Right. Well, you know, she feels the same way that President Obama, you know, does in terms of, look, if you elect me, you've mandated the cause here. And, you know, to me, it's been a long time coming for us to have a clear choice. And we have a clear choice between these two candidates. Now, the mainstream media has done everything they can to malign Trump because of Hillary's unlikables. If Hillary's likables were higher, then I would dare say they would not hit him as hard as they would and take every word out of context that he's presented and make him look bad at every turn. I mean, they went nuts, Essie, when he went to Mexico by invitation from the president of Mexico, and he goes there and he looks great. He looks rather presidential. He's on a national, international stage. And then, of course, the president of Mexico absolutely freaked out. And so he abandoned their initial agreement not to talk about who was going to pay for the wall. But he couldn't help himself, right?
Right. And that is what's different. He's just going to go. I'm going to go to Mexico. I'm going to do it. Whether it's the optics or, you know, because he knows how to play that media, or he's really going down there to start the relationship. And it's, here's how it's going to be. We're going to talk this out. And, you know, we're, here's what I want, and here's what you want, and somehow we're going to walk out of this room and both look like winners.
Right. Exactly. To your point. To your point. Both look like winners. It's a win-win proposition. But you got to let this thing breathe a little bit. You can't just come there for the first time and say, you know, like, you know, it's so ridiculous. See, I don't know if you saw this or not. I'm sure you did. But, you know, the mainstream media, like, they expected him to come out with a check. Like, there was going to be this oversized check, you know, that they were going to bring out, signed by the president of Mexico, and say, we're going to build the wall. I mean, you know, right.
Yeah, it's not quite how it's going to happen. That, it's definitely interesting. And I did think there's something to the secret vote for him. His unlikable, there's so many Republicans that are ashamed to be associated with him. But there's a whole group of people, I run into them constantly, they secretly lean in close and they say, I'm going to vote for Trump.
But he's my guy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they
I'm not putting out a sign. I don't want anyone to know, but I'm doing it.
Yeah, and I agree that for some of them to save face, because, you know, the fact of the matter is they love the reindeer games of the Beltway politics. They want to go to the cocktail parties. And, you know, we've seen this time and time again, whether it's movie stars that come out and make declarations already. There's been some conservatives that have been cast aside there in Hollywood because, you know, they're not part of the Clooney $15 million fundraiser for Hillary Clinton, right?
Absolutely. And, The average guy just doesn't like that. They know they're not in that clique. They're not in the Hollywood clique. They're not even in the upper class clique. But somehow they're connecting with this guy. And it's funny to talk about it on Labor Day because these are the people that build the stuff. Stuff that does get built here are this crowd. And they're kind of leaning Trump.
Yeah.
And Hillary's flat out said, I'd like to get rid of coal. That's like a whole industry. I would just like to get rid of it. That's
right.
Amazing to have that kind of attitude.
Well, and she class, which has been decimated. I mean, there's only remnants of the middle class remaining as a result of two cycles of Barack Obama. I mean, they have just killed the middle class. And then she tells the middle class, she goes, and we're going to raise taxes on the middle class. And these knuckleheads, I was like, what, did they not hear her? They're applauding her. And I go, what got lost in translation?
Still, they disconnect. Like, somehow they believe that's other people. Like, that's the evil rich somehow when she says middle class, not realizing that's them. It's just mind-boggling, some of that. Like, drones, for sure, just following along.
Well, have a happy Labor Day. It's a time to pause and realize why we labor and the benefit of it. You know, I often say that, you know, at the basis of our humanity and what makes us happy is when we're most productive. And S.C. Sherman, author of the book Mercy Shot, senior editor for DailySurge.com, says, celebrate Labor Day. It's a good time. Enjoy your time with your family. And also stop and pause and be thankful for the good work that we have before us. So work on, America, and enjoy. S.C. Sherman, thank you for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know, we've all heard